Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day, final hour, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get to the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. Falcons joint practice day two in Miami over, called short. Maybe a couple of different reasons why. One of them really bad with a potential big-time injury to a Falcons wide receiver. We'll get there in just a minute. Going to get into some college football conversation in about 20 minutes, UGA specific, but some other college football news and notes as well. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40. Any question, any topic, we'll get the phone lines open for you.
Dude, I saw that because you remember when before the season they were saying like Lamar Jackson lost all this weight and everything. Well, he came out, he says, because he was fat and slow. If what I saw last year, him being fat and slow,
yeah,
he gonna
good luck,
good luck,
good luck tackling him.
Good luck tackling that dude because he is super super fast. But yeah, I saw that, Andy, and one more. We were talking about the Eagles thing because there's a new article came out this morning about what happened last year with Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, and yeah. Basically, it stemmed a lot from Jalen wanted more control of the offense. Nick Sirianni was like, nah. And then there was some button heads between that. But you remember Nick Sirianni when they went on that skid? And they were like, basically he said, I don't know how to fix it. Like, can't do it as a head coach, really. You know, they had the whole Dom thing. And so yeah. I saw earlier this week they were riding around in the golf cart together smiling. So it looked like all may be well.
And
Kellen Moore maybe have come in and help some things out.
Sounds like it, because I read that Jalen Hurts has set the training camp record.
Say what?
For completed passes in a row.
Who the hell does that?
Yeah, who could do that? Only a great quarterback could do that.
No, who the hell can keep those stats?
I don't know. But then the guy did tweet out that, I don't
it
know.
It was so great. Okay,
he tweeted out he completed like 150 straight passes or something like that.
158 straight passes with no interception.
And I hope that's true and all that kind of stuff, but like that's a lot of counting.
Yeah.
158 is a high number to count to. And that's not all in a row. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's like, all right, that's 13 in this session. Let me write that down.
Right.
All right, next session, only 7, so that's 20. All right, mm-hmm. That's added. I mean, that's a few days in a row of keeping track, and I don't know, good for him.
Yeah, man, I ain't mad at him, dog.
His second grade teacher must be very happy about his addition.
For you to be there with that stat, like, what time do you get to practice? Do you watch every single rep?
I know. And also, what if you're wrong? Like, what if you just, yeah. What if you missed one in the middle and you're still counting?
What if you made up something? You're going to be wrong.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, I hope that I hope that that's all true. I hope that they're on the same page, except for when the Falcons play.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But you know, something was wrong last year with that team.
Clearly.
They were too damn good.
Clearly. And again, yeah, they were so good the year before, and then both coordinators.
They were 10-1 before this year.
Yeah, and that's true.
Then the wheels fell off.
It was weird because they were 10-1, but, you know, probably because Hugh is up there, and I still follow Hugh. Uh-huh. Hugh interacts with a lot of folks, local media.
It didn't seem
fans.
Like it was.
Nobody bought it.
Right.
They were all like, yeah, they're 10-1, but they're leaking oil. And he was like, I don't know. They're 10-1. You know, like, that's pretty good. And then all, you know, all the people that had been complaining about it were, I told you so folks down the stretch, but yeah, the wheels totally fell off that thing. And obviously losing in the playoffs, but, yeah, I mean, both coordinators getting head coaching jobs last offseason. And so then they fire him, and that's sort of Sirianni's last shot. Because it doesn't work out this year. Sirianni's going to get fired because he damn near got fired last offseason. Yeah. We've talked about this quite a bit. Like, this is a put up or shut up year for him. I don't know how many more opportunities Kellen Moore gets to be boy genius before
we find out
that he's not.
That's the,
or maybe he is.
I think you look at it like this, Andy. Three of the four NFC East job coaches, like Sirianni,
McCarthy.
McCarthy and Daboll.
Yeah.
Like all of them on borrowed time.
Mm-hmm.
And the only one got a quarterback. I mean,
Dan Quinn's the only one on firm fat and firm
the
ground.
And the one who, one of the three, has Daniel Jones as a quarterback. I know Brian Daboll, like, damn.
Yeah, this is going to be tough. I'm too good of a coach.
Because he is.
He's biting himself in the ass.
Because he is, man.
He's too good of a coach. Yes. He came up with too good of a game plan for Daniel Jones a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And now the expectation got way up here. Daniel Jones balled out in that game against Kirk Cousins and the Vikings.
He
got paid all that money. And Daboll doesn't get any say in that. I don't know. Are you guys sure? Like,
I ain't thinking how it was.
Sure,
when everyone was like, all right, we're thinking about giving Daniel Jones an extension.
No, give it to Saquon.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that sounds great.
Give it to Saquon.
Is Saquon coming back? Is Saquon coming back too? Oh, well.
Okay.
Oh, you got to franchise him.
Oh, he's going to be mad about that.
He's going to be upset about
that. He's going to be mad about
that. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And then Daniel Jones gets hurt and all that. Anyway, yeah, no, it's one of the many teams that has wild storylines coming into this. Pretty much every team does.
Right.
There's not many teams that you sort of look at, and I don't know, the Panthers are a little bit boring just because of where they're at. But even still, they got Bryce Young, and you want to see what he can do if there's slightly more talent around him. I don't really know that there is, but but other than that, like, and I feel good about that too, because as much as we would never say this because we were in it every day talking about and covering them, from a national perspective, leading in the last couple of years, there wasn't anything juicy going on in Flowery Branch.
No damn thing.
Nobody was talking about this football team until this offseason when they had money to spend, and they did.
They got
a quarterback, and they drafted
a
guy. Yeah, let's hear from them. Let's hear from that guy that they drafted. Let's get to the big story of the day here to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Boom!
We good, man. Me and Kirk cool. You know, we both want the same goal, and that's see this team win football games. You know, he's the starter right now. I'm the number two. And,
right now.
You know, I'm just continuing to learn, continuing to grow each and every day. He actually stays on my street, or I stay on his street because he was there first. But, yeah, we're good.
I like that right there.
There you go. That's
he said, for now.
For now. He's a starter for now. Yeah.
Okay, and that answers the question for people who ask me.
That's Michael Penix, by the way.
That answers the question for people. All right. Yes, see, Kurt does not live in the basement. Kurt has his own house. All right? He has his own home.
And I guess Mike lives on the same street.
Michael Penix is on the same street. Because people are like, Kurt still stays in her basement? No.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Kurt has his own house.
They got a house.
They bought a house, and Michael Penix lives down the street from him. Good for him, man.
That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
So you guys are like neighbors?
Yeah, man. Can they ride? You think they ride to work together?
No. I don't know. You think they go out and play catch sometimes?
No. But could you imagine? Because, I mean, Kurt has kids, so I go out Michael's house with trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I did. Trick-or-treating.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah. Anyway, unfortunately, the news of the day is not good news.
No, it's not.
In relation to the Falcons and their second joint practice in Miami. Rondale Moore had to be carted off the field. Air cast put on his leg. Kirk Cousins post-practice talking about him, saying we're praying for him. So it sounds like Rondale's hurt pretty bad.
Yeah, Grady said it also heartbreaking and everything like that. And you know, whenever that air cast comes out, it's never good.
You kind of know.
You know,
what
the cart
is.
Sometimes you can whatever. But when they bring that air cast out, it's it seems like it's something pretty significant. Looks like, and I don't know how much practice time they had left, but it sounded like they called practice after that.
Yeah, there was a few fights today.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, a few fights or whatever.
So maybe they were just like, all right.
Yeah, and that's usually
enough
of that. And sometimes it's like, especially when it's the last one.
Yeah.
And you're just like somebody, you lose one of your guys. Something serious is that, because, you know, those are those lower leg injuries that a lot of times you don't want to see. You know what I mean? Like, something could be going the wrong way or something like that. So, yeah, this sucks for him. Again, he came over in the Desmond Ridder trade. Ray seemed like he's taking that slot position and everything, and maybe possibly the returner. I know Avery's still here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it just sucks, man.
Because it does.
You just don't ever want to see anybody go down and go down in something that looks like it sounds like it's as bad as that is.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's always, you know, we lead into it. Every day we talk about it. Maybe by saying it, you put the energy out there. I don't know. But the number one thing is don't get anybody hurt.
Yeah.
So the headline is that didn't happen.
Right.
Rondale Moore did get hurt. It sucks. It's awful. You hate it. Not to callously do it, but to immediately transition into what that means for the football team is also part of it. And you're right. Ray McLeod looked like he had kind of his hands on that third wide receiver spot.
Mm-hmm.
You would still have figured that maybe Rondale Moore would factor in special teams, just given the return game being what it is this year and how it is going to be different. Maybe you'd want to have multiple guys out there with Avery Williams, or I really don't know. But whatever his role was going to be on the team, probably seems like it's not.
It does suck, man, because I mean you talked about it. Remember he came out of Purdue, I thought he was gonna be a baller. Not saying that
he
never,
was awesome.
Not even saying it wasn't something that he could possibly do, but I mean you lose him, and the thing with the Falcons and another don't want to overlook, they got depth. They got some guys. It might have been a possibility of Rondale, he been inactive or something for those games, especially since Ray Ray has emerged.
Probably
the way he
wasn't gonna factor in that much.
Yeah, exactly. And then he looks for, you know, here. Like the third receiver for most teams, you know, it's slot whatever. But like, Ray Ray's a fourth guy here in that position because of Kyle. Yeah, because of Kyle. Because Kyle's going to work the slot area and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle and Drake are probably going to contend for receptions leader.
It should,
right? I wouldn't be surprised if Darnell Mooney's after that, and then Bijan's after that. I wouldn't be surprised if Bijan has more catches than Ray Ray McLeod.
He should. That's what I'm saying. He should, unless something goes haywire, wrong, whatever. But I think the pecking order should be Kyle, Drake, Moody, Bijan,
Ray Ray,
and then
so that's five guys.
Yes,
right there in front of Rondale Moore, and then people. I mean, Casey Washington's having a nice camp so far. That's a draft pick, late round. Everyone wants to make him Puka Nacua because last year Puka Nacua did that for LA. Yeah. Awesome. I mean, I'm not predicting it, but if that happens, that'd be amazing.
Yeah,
we'll take it.
I love Puka, man.
Love Puka.
I love Puka. Just
Husky legend.
He was there the whole time?
What?
Was he watching the whole time?
Penix wasn't there the whole time either. He's a Husky legend.
That's what I'm saying. Was he there the whole time?
No. He wanted to go play for BYU.
Was he good at Washington?
He was pretty good. Oh. He was pretty good. No clue he was going to do what he's done in the NFL. Nobody knew that. But now he was pretty good. If he would have stayed, would have been there
with that group.
Penix and Adunze, McMillan. Ooh. Only one football though, Randy. I like when people say that. Randy thought there was two footballs.
I'm telling you, him. Oh.
I know it would have been. Maybe it would have been Michigan. Although he would have been in the NFL by then already. All right, we'll come back. Michigan's in trouble. They levied sanctions against Harbaugh. We'll tell you what they are coming up next. It's a big deal, man. It's a big deal for a guy that's no longer a college football coach for the NCAA to be mad at him. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two
more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My darling, darling, baby.
You're my darling, darling, baby.
Hump Day, baby. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. 20 minutes away from an AMA. We'll get the phone lines open, 404-726-0929. You can ask us anything. You can text us or tweet us as well. We'll get the phone lines opened up in about 20 minutes for you. This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. And we're going to do a couple of different college football conversations. Georgia, Jim Harbaugh, and otherwise in just a minute.
No, I'm looking because they're doing the 110 heats right now, the Olympics.
And it's, for the hurdles.
Yeah, for the hurdles. Right. And one of the kids is from Peachtree City, Georgia. And I was just trying to look at how many Olympians are from Georgia.
Oh, I bet there's so many.
I mean, I bet there's so many of them, too, man. Because you look at somebody from Georgia. But, yeah, I just love this race. Because my brother Tobias did it. He was a state champion in it. And just the power. Because, the hurdle's right there.
Yeah. And I think one thing that people don't, or maybe you underestimate or whatever, you haven't been out there and 21. Seen them and tried, the hurdles aren't, like, small.
No,
like,
high hurdles.
You got to jump.
They call them high hurdles.
You got to jump to get over that bad boy.
What's in high hurdles?
While not breaking stride and racing all these other people. The most incredible thing I've ever seen in my life was Nate Robinson winning the state championship in hurdles. Because that guy's about the same height as
Nate won it in hurdles?
Yeah,
well, he's explosive as hell.
Freakiest athlete in the universe at that size ever, probably. I mean, he won the dunk contest three times in the NBA. Now, one of them I know everybody makes fun of, but whatever. Even to still do it at 5'7 or whatever is crazy. He won the state championship in hurdles.
21.
Guy's the same height as a hurdle.
21 from the state of Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah.
21 years old.
21 athletes.
Oh, 21 athletes.
Yeah, 21 athletes.
Wow.
Yeah, 21 athletes from the state of Georgia.
Well, we got this one in the hurdles. Obviously, Anthony Edwards.
Yes.
That's two.
Gabby Thomas.
Gabby Thomas is three. And there's 18 others.
Yeah. I had no clue. There's a couple of swimmers.
Okay.
Georgia always has swimmers, women swimmers in the Olympics.
Well, now, I know the guy that won the gold in the 1500 went to Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's from Georgia. Maybe he is. But I didn't realize how important it was for him to win that gold, because it had been literally a century plus that an American swimmer had won at least one gold medal in every Olympic Games dating back to like 1896 or something like that.
Really?
And he was the last event, but it was one of the last events, and no American individual male had won a gold. Yeah, obviously Ledecky, but no American individual male had won gold yet. So for him to win that 1500 to get the gold kept the streak alive.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of pressure on that
one. I did not know that.
Yeah, neither did I.
I did not know that. What happened to all them other dudes that were, they got old, so never mind. I was going to say all the other dudes that were with Michael Phelps.
I don't know.
Remember the
remember the one guy who was pretty dumb.
You remember the guy in trouble in Brazil. Yeah, that guy. Like, what the hell?
And then he turned into a
reality star?
Reality TV star, which is what you do. Like, if you're kind of dumb and you get a little bit of fame, then you just be on reality TV, which is great. Try to milk that 15 minutes as long as possible.
Might as well. Yeah. Check clear.
Yeah, that's right.
As long as you check
clear. So who's dumb now? Exactly. Probably made more money than me.
Yeah, along with that damn check. Well, I can't say I'd be on a reality show because I'm trying to think, like,
when the only reality show I want to be on is Andy and Randy. Because we're the realest show out there.
Damn right. And that reality about this, Yeah.
It is reality. Yeah.
I'm trying to think, what was the first one you watched? Because the first one I kind of paid attention to.
First reality show?
Yeah, it was Flavor of Love.
Interesting.
That was the first one.
So I didn't watch it, but I remember what's the MTV one that.
Oh yeah, that's it. Real House.
You know,
Real World.
I didn't watch the Seattle Real World, but I remember it being a huge deal. It was like the first really good one, or maybe it was the first one. I don't remember. But I remember it being in Seattle and everyone being so excited about it. I think the first Real World I watched was a little bit later. But the first one I watched was Real World.
I watched the Real World. It was. It was the first one, too, when they were in New York City. And I can't remember all the people. Was Tammy on that one, the one who married Kenny Anderson? I think she was on that one. But anyways, we just watched that one and Making It a Band. We're Making It a Band. Yeah. With Chopper. Fred. Oh, God. I cannot remember all their names.
That's the one with Dylon, right? Isn't that the one that Dave Chappelle made fun of?
Yeah, that is Dylon. Dylon.
That show was funny.
Yes, it was hilarious.
When P. Diddy was making, that show was funny. But Dave Chappelle made that show famous forever by making fun of it on the Chappelle Show. And I remember the parody of it better than I actually remember it being
Dylon,
on TV.
Dylon.
Best five rappers alive. Dylon. And now we have a Dylon at 92.9 The Game because Mike Conti refers to Dylon as Dylon.
Even though his name was Dylon.
Because of that skit.
I never knew that.
I'm sure that's what it is.
I never knew that.
There's no other Dylon other than the guy on the show and Dave Chappelle pretending to be Dylon.
I never knew that. I was like, because they kept saying, I said, damn, am I saying his name wrong? I always thought I was saying Dylon's name wrong.
Well, there's probably other Dylons, but I mean like famous ones.
But I thought I was saying Dylon's name wrong. I was like, damn, am I saying it wrong? Oh, my bad. Because I already messed with him enough.
He's already so mad about what happened to Drake.
Yeah, he's still mad about Drake.
Yeah.
Are y'all still mad about Drake?
I was never really mad about it. Yeah, I thought it was pretty
I'm talking
funny.
About him, the Drakettes.
Apparently, Drake put out a bunch of new music.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. Good for him.
Yeah.
You hear?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Not a big Drake guy.
Oh, my God. People kill me with that. I'm not a big Drake guy.
I'm not.
Have you ever listened to Drake before?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Well, he's a popular artist.
All right,
His
then.
Music plays from time to time.
It does.
But it's not popular because of me.
No, but you listen to it.
Well, I don't go out of my way to listen to it. It comes on places.
Okay, but do you
he's
like,
got popular
and then
songs.
Turn it off.
I would, like if I, I'm not in a lot of situations where someone else is controlling the music. Or if it's like at a stadium and it's on, I don't know who to yell at.
Right.
But like if I'm listening to like a Spotify playlist and Drake comes on, I'll skip it.
Okay.
So, that's where I'm at.
Okay. That makes sense.
My stance on Drake, though, just so we're clear, is not new. And I've been very consistent on this pre the Kendrick thing.
Yes.
Right?
You have?
I've said the same thing about him the whole time.
Yes.
Which is, it's just not really for me.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. I mean, he's cool. I'm like, whatever. I mean, if he don't ever make another song, I ain't gonna be like, damn, I need Drake to drop some music like how Dylon was.
If Drake another song, I won't notice.
Yes, exactly. But no, I didn't know what he dropped.
The only reason I know this stuff came out was, how'd you know his new stuff came out? I don't know. Somebody tweeted about it.
Oh.
I got to clean up my Twitter feed.
How do you do that? Oh, I got a question. Now, is something else going to be going away on this app now? On the X app? They said they were going to get rid of likes. Or they already got rid of likes. Replies or something? Like, what the hell's next? Just get rid of the whole damn app.
Yeah, I don't know. Remember there was that time we thought the app was going to go away a while back? And I posted my farewell to everybody, and then it didn't go away.
Hey, this is Andy.
It's been real, y'all.
This is Andy Bunker.
It's like a yearbook.
I just want you to know, who the hell is The Miz? The Miz was on the first Real World. Who the hell is The Miz?
Wrestler, I think.
Oh, wow. Well, who cares?
A lot of wrestling going on these days.
Yeah, man. Heather B, that's what it was. Appreciate it, J-Lock.
They had some wrestling stuff going on Dukes and Bell
yesterday. Yeah, man, I got me a T-shirt.
They
put out some T-shirts. Swing for a cause.
There you go.
Yeah, man. Grab me a T-shirt.
Speaking of cause, that's what Jim Harbaugh got. He got a 4-year show cause.
What a freaking joke.
From the NCAA. So I guess that's that then. The sanctions have been levied against Michigan and former head coach Jim Harbaugh, who, by the way, just in case nobody knows this or not, he's the head coach of the Chargers now.
Yeah.
He's got a pretty good gig.
Yeah.
They're also not taking away any wins. They're not vacating anything. They're the national champion from last year. The banner hangs.
Yes.
They went 15-0.
Yes.
So.
This is not for the recent stuff. This is not for the stuff that just went down with the Connor Stallion.
Yeah, the Connor Stallion stuff, there's more to come on that.
Yes. Yes. This is for the stuff that I thought he got punished with last year for missing those games. But the NCAA is like,
Right. So that was the, remember, that was them sort of trying to get out ahead of it. And okay. They were like, all right, if we self-sanction 3-game suspension, we can beat these teams.
Yeah.
Remember their schedule at the beginning of the year last year? It was like, we could beat these teams. Now, they also had to win the Big Ten championship game without him, too.
Right.
Remember that? Because he got suspended for that one and for the other stuff that they did. But, yeah, so this is for the COVID time meeting that he had with a recruit where he bought him a hamburger. And then really what it is, more than anything, is he didn't cooperate with the NCAA's investigation.
Exactly.
And nothing makes the NCAA more mad than you not cooperating with their investigation.
Yep, and that's exactly what happened.
You can do whatever you want, really, as long as you just admit it to them.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes time to admit it to them and you don't, boy, do they get
I had a response, because they had the response from Jim Harbaugh, his lawyer, about the recent suspension that just came down. But, yeah, I don't think it just seems like they do they feel like they won something?
God, that's a great question.
I think they
know.
Do. I think the NCAA.
There's a lot of handshaking and backslapping going on.
I think the NCAA that they did something right here. Yeah, we're going to put a dent in this immoral stuff.
A lot of like hard handshakes.
Yeah. Got him.
Well done, Charlie.
Got it.
Good work, Charlie.
Get out of here, man.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know what they think there. I mean, it feels to me like it has for the last couple of years when they keep stuff like this alive. I mean, they're grasping at their last little bit of power before it goes away.
Yeah.
I mean, feels very much like their control, especially over college football, is not long. You know, I mean, it seems like they're pretty much on their way out as far as that goes, with the direction that everything seems to be heading. Now they're going to try to not let that happen.
No,
they're
going to try to stay in charge. They're going to try to do something with this new Michigan stuff. But it ain't going to prevent nothing from.
What's wild about the Connor Stallions part of it is there's about to be a documentary out. Like, about it.
It's like, it'll come out in a couple weeks.
It's about to come out.
Yeah.
Before the sanctions and stuff come out.
Uh-huh.
So,
do they use that as evidence?
I think they're waiting to see what it looks like and how bad it looks before they decide what they're going to do, which is so weak.
Yes.
Like, they have all the information.
It's the NCAA.
No, they have all the information they're going to get. Like, no new information is going to come out about this thing. But they're going to wait and see how people react to the Connor Stallions documentary before they levy the sanctions.
Unbelievable. Yeah. How lame and whack that is.
It's so good.
How lame and whack that
is. I'll watch it, though. I'll watch the documentary.
Oh, I'm not saying I'm not going to watch it. I'm talking about NCAA.
Because it's not – it's actors, right? It's like a docu-series.
It's a docu-series. It's not him sitting down.
No, I don't think – maybe I'm wrong about that.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's actually him being interviewed and stuff.
I thought it was him.
Is it?
You saw they're having a with actors with the Aaron Hernandez story.
Ooh.
Yeah. Coming out on, I think, FX in September. But it's going to be like an actor doing it.
I watched was it a 30 for 30 they did on that?
They did quite a few.
I watched a couple of them. I don't know that I need to see much more about that.
I'll watch it.
Pretty sad.
Yeah, it is very sad.
It's all pretty sad and terrible. Yeah, man. But anyway, Jim Harbaugh's in trouble.
Whatever. Jim Harbaugh ain't nothing. I bet Jim's over there like,
he's in hot water now.
Hey, I'm going to attack the day like, what do you call it?
With intensity not known to man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he's going to do. That's what Jim's doing.
Today, I do not apologize.
I do not apologize.
That's a pretty badass way to put it.
That ain't a kiss my butt.
It's a pretty badass way to put it. He's a weirdo, but that's like probably, a functional
weirdo.
That
right there made them like, okay, Jim, 4 years. Make it 4 years. We were only going to do two.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was. He said that yesterday. The sanctions came out today. That's exactly what it was. All right. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic, anything you got. Anything that's just sort of floating around in your mind you want some help with, answer to. Andy and Randy got you. Bo's here, too. No Abe stuff. He's not here. I don't know where he is. Watching the Olympics. 404-726-0929. Load up the phone line. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Almost full phone lines. One more line if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. We will start with Billy in Atlanta. Hey, Billy.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's me again. So, look, check this out.
Bow-legged Billy.
Hey, so, look, I got 15 tarantulas, right? So, it made
hold
me
on,
think,
wait dog. A minute, wait hold a minute, the wait hell a minute.
You can't
on.
Just, like, blow past
hold
that
hold the hell
fact.
On. 15 damn tarantulas?
Yeah.
You breed them?
Is that a true story?
Nah. They, five of them are Komodo, and then the other 11 are like, well, everyone
be,
is different.
That'd be 16.
And they got names, too.
That'd be 16. All right.
We going to get past that later.
Yeah,
so
okay.
This made me think, all right, so look, is there something, an animal or a thing that your wife is like, nah, it's never going to happen? And is it what's the same thing for you, like with you, with your wife and your kids?
Oh, well.
First, all right, Billy.
That is always, it's always me. No, you can't bring that in this house.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of different.
I don't bring nothing. I don't want nothing in the house. That's just me. I don't want nothing. I don't want another mouth to feed. I don't want nothing.
The furthest you're willing to go is a dog.
That's right? It. And you're pulling teeth.
Right.
Now, I love that little joker now.
Right.
That's my dog, right? That's
you're
my
good
dude.
Now.
That's my dude, man.
But it took a lot of work for them to get the dog in there.
Yeah. So other than that, but they can't. And I'm just thinking of just regular pets that you get. Like, they can't handle gerbils. And they damn sure can't handle cat.
Yeah, no. Luckily for me, my wife's allergic to cats anyway.
Yeah.
She's not a cat person, neither am I, so we don't have to worry about that. But she's allergic to them anyway. So there will be no, you know, kid begging, guilting, whatever, as far as that goes. I imagine we'll get a goldfish at some point, because every little kid has goldfish. Your first little taste of tragedy.
Yes. We've all been there.
But I don't want anything else. I know I'm not a not a little tiny rodent fan.
Mm-mm.
Not a reptile.
Nope.
I had a turtle one time when I was little.
Boring ass pet.
Yeah. It's not. It never mutated into a ninja at all. It never fought crime. It never did anything. Meanwhile, Bo's over here with a house full of snakes.
I've been to Bo's house, and I'm lucky I ain't seen the snakes. I went to Bo's house. Where were the snakes at?
I don't have any snakes.
But you got some stuff, right?
I got cats.
I thought you had some reptiles.
Hmm. I thought he did too. Oh, well. Yeah, lizards.
Guess I was just making.
No, I did. I had some alligators when I was younger.
Oh, but yeah, I've been
salamander.
I went to Bo's house. I didn't see no snakes.
Okay.
Yeah,
but you would though.
Oh, most certainly would. My sister actually does have several tarantulas.
Why has Billy got 15 tarantulas?
15 tarantulas.
Either he was telling us about his tarantulas, or it kind of started out like the beginning of like a math problem from middle school too. It's like, so you got 15 tarantulas, and you. Wait a minute, we're about to have to do algebra here. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yep. Andy, Randy, tell me the best five midday shows. I'm gonna tell y'all mine.
Okay.
Andy, Randy, Andy, Randy. Andy, Randy, Andy, Randy, and Andy, Randy, because they spit hot fire.
Yeah.
But for real, my question for y'all. So I was listening to the Off the Cuff. So if you had the opportunity to be a cast member in either House of Dragons or in Vikings, which one would you choose? And are you taking Death by Sword or Death by Dragon?
Okay.
I'm definitely Vikings, man. I want to raid and stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
we understand where you are. We know where you are. Bo?
Before Bo answers, let me ask you this, because I haven't watched that Viking show yet, and I've watched House of Dragons. Do they got, like, a character for you in the Vikings?
There's not one black person I've seen in Vikings.
Not one?
Not one.
Because in this season, there's a bunch of black people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to say whatever. We can have a black Viking.
It's the dragons, man.
Yeah, I don't want
it. It's the dragons, dog. But now, I ain't seen no black people in.
Well, it's time.
It's time.
It's time we have a black Viking.
Not
named Randy Moss.
I was about to say, not named Randy Moss. A black.
It'll be the second black Viking Randy.
Yeah, I go with that.
Yeah, now it's time. It's time we expand. You know, come on, Vikings. Open up your minds a little bit, all right? I know it's history and all that. Can't change history, but maybe we can. What were you going to say, Bo?
Oh, I would definitely choose. I could be a dragon rider, right?
You want to ride the damn dragons.
Exactly.
Hands down. I'll have white hair and everything.
Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hi, Derek.
All right, I got a question. So if any brand or business could offer you a business crazy proposal, just like the pole vault dude was offered, what would it be? Mm. And my second question is, what's the craziest thing, Randy, that you've ever seen as far as rookie hating goes?
All right, Derek.
All right, you go first.
So, the pole vaulter was from France, right?
Yeah.
Is he from France?
Yeah, he got
got hung up.
Yeah.
And then he got offered $250,000 by, like, a live camera porn website to do some stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, maybe not now, but there was a day. Take some ex-hamster money.
Oh, yeah, dog. I'm just telling you. I mean,
a little amateur action on the side.
Because I'm enjoying it. I'm getting exactly. paid. Yeah, I definitely raised
like,
yeah. I raised me some ducats to be, yeah.
But I don't think now. I think I'm probably too settled down now, you know, the father.
Whatever. I mean, hazing. I hate the word Ricky Hazen. Like we had a kid thought we did like a like our Saragusa had did Shanjar. We took his car one time and put it somewhere. Thought it was stolen. That's pretty much it. That's they don't really get as bad as people think it does.
Yeah. But that's pretty good though.
Yeah, tied him up to a goalpost and leave him out there like for a little bit. He was like, he was on that goalpost for a while, dog. He really was.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, he really was.
What do you tie him with? Just tape?
All tape. Like, first thing, you got to get a lot of pre-wrap, then you put a whole bunch of tape.
Oh, okay, so they don't. Yeah, that's yeah. nice of you.
But yeah, he was out there for a minute, dog. He really. Right.
Do they fight you on this?
Yeah, yeah. You go get the biggest dudes and hold them down.
And y'all are all actually right, able to hold them down.
That's definitely hazing.
Yeah.
So that you could tape him to – wow, that's crazy yeah. that you can hold a grown-ass man
right,
down.
Because that's an NFL football player. Yeah. But that's a bunch yeah. of other NFL yeah, football it is. Players, yeah, too.
But you think he'd be squirming and you wouldn't yeah. be able to get tape around him.
Yeah, that's what he thought, too. After a while, they give up.
Yeah, you have to give yeah. up eventually.
Come on, man, stop.
All right, fine. Just yeah. tape me to this thing so you can tape me, get me down yeah. off this thing. Kevin is in Cartersville. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Pretty good.
Well, I got the answer for you about your volleyball question.
Oh, good.
It's a person who can only play the back line.
Okay.
And can only be subbed by the same person.
All right.
Got you.
There it is.
Thank you.
And oh, there's more.
Then I got a question.
Okay.
If you guys were on the gymnastic team, what would you be good in?
Oh, man. Appreciate it. Well,
now, I would be good at nothing. Let's just be very yeah. clear about this. Listen, I would be good at
but
nothing.
But I think me, I would want to do the pommel horse.
God, that was mine.
Yeah, I would want to do the pommel horse.
Okay. And just you're doing the yeah. swinging around.
Swinging around.
God, yeah, that's a lot of upper body yeah. And core. Vault.
Okay.
I've always wanted to dunk.
Yeah, there it is right there. Yeah, I mean, you would be able to dunk if you bounced off that.
Maybe.
No, you would be. I think you got a good
You think if I used a springboard, I could dunk?
Yes, I do. I do. I do.
Oh, I don't know.
I do.
I hope so.
I do.
I think we can make this happen.
I believe.
No, I don't want to make it happen.
I believe. No,
because if I can't
we won't,
do
we,
it.
We won't videotape it.
Yes, you will.
I won't.
Yeah.
I won't.
Do you
it'll be videotaped.
Oh, see, I wouldn't do it.
Do you
but
think
it
you
won't
could
be
do...
it won't be put out on the internet unless you actually dunk.
Yes.
That's a promise.
I don't trust any of that. You know at halftime when they have the people come out at Hawks games and jump off the little yeah. trampoline? Do you think you could do that and dunk it?
Yeah.
I think I could too.
Andy, that thing has so much spring.
I know.
Yeah. And it don't take a lot
a
of effort to get there.
Right.
If and them it, dudes can do it, you can.
No, those guys are like those guys are acrobats.
But they can't jump off their foot.
Right,
and
of
dunk.
Course they can't jump like that.
No, you can do it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I kind of want to try that.
We got so let's get on this right now. All right? We are the flagship for the Hawks and the damn United. We need to hit in a spike, and my boy needs to go out there with the halftime people.
I don't want to do it at halftime.
Why?
Because what if I don't do it? I don't want to do it at halftime. We go up to Brookhaven, the Emory Healthcare
This needs
place.
To happen on 99 of the game night.
Come on, man.
Andy Bunker dunks a basketball at halftime.
Do you know how many waivers I would have to sign
yeah.
to even be out there in the field? Like, I rupture both ACLs. and the embarrassment? No way. No way. Not at halftime. But I'd try it up there at Emory.
All right, man.
All right.
All right, man.
You know, sorry. Sorry to disappoint. Couldn't have said anything.
I really wanted you to
Couldn't
do
have
it.
Said anything if I wasn't going to say it with my chest.
You can probably make this that. Happen down at a local gym, though.
No, they'll do it. They do it over there. They got to practice somewhere, right?
All right. All right.
All right. All right. All right, sorry. Shouldn't have brought it up. Yeah. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
All right.
The show heads into the final stretch. It's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day. Every day to
the takeaway is always the NCAA is a damn joke. And the woman with the white shirt is called a libero.
And apparently she can only play the back line.
Okay. I saw her in the middle yesterday.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. The NCAA means business, man. That's what I learned today.
Yeah,
they mean business. They're coming after Jim Harbaugh. They're not going to stop there.
Anything can get more athletic if you train it right. And Raymond Michael, well on his way to being the second black Viking ever.
You're damn right. I'm trying to think. Now they weren't no brothers. They went to Africa one time.
Yeah, no, they had a relationship with...
With no Africans.
Really?
I was going to say they had South Africa, but they were Northern Africa.
They made it to, like, Egypt, right?
Yeah, weren't no black folks on the show.
Huh.
I'm thinking. Mm-mm.
I hate it. I hate to hear that.
I'm sure there were some British brothers. There wasn't none in there.
So you come over to Westeros, you can end up being Hand of the Queen.
Yeah,
or you can be king yourself.
Could y'all see me with the white hair, though?
Yeah.
It looked kind of cool.
Hell yeah.
The long white threads? Like the sea snake? You kidding me?
Because I don't see that.
Yes. The Lilburn sea snake? I love it. Let's see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.